You see, the trouble with being a frontman is everyone expects you to talk in the rest of the band, then they're cross with you for a year and a half if you say something stupid. It's terrifically unfair.
There's not much story behind the music, is there?
Oh, you don't know the pop.
I still feel like a very ordinary person.
Songwriting is good therapy.
I write songs.
I wrote this song. And
no, don't edit this part out.
I don't know any of you, and I'm telling you.
We were just kids in a garage.
Let's start at the beginning now.
Welcome to Storytellers.
Welcome to Storytellers.
Welcome to Storytellers.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Storytellers with us, the Backstreet Boys. Coldplay. And we'd like to first of all say thank you very much for coming out to see us. We've been away for a while. And please forgive all the cameras and all the bright lights that show just how ugly we really are. And try and, you know, close your eyes and imagine we're a massive, great big rock band, or soft rock band, whatever you want to call us. And I'm just going to change microphones for this first bit of storytelling, okay? You have to kind of, you know, give us the benefit of the doubt, give us some enthusiasm. We've never done this stuff before. Okay, here's a story. Want to hear a story? So we've never done Storytellers before, obviously, because we're only 28, or Guy's 27, Will's 26. We haven't really had that much happen in our lives. So I think by the time we're 80, it'll be a better TV show. But anyway, the next song we're going to play is kind of the song that brought us to America. It took us everywhere, really. It's quite strange to owe your entire life to 4.5 minutes of music. But I think we all probably agree that we do. You know, maybe it used to be longer than that, I think. But this song is the song that just came out of the blue, out of nowhere, one night in Wales. And originally it was like a Neil Young song. Well, it sounded like a Neil Young song, but it was missing this key word. And it used to go, look at the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things you do. And there was this gap. And I remember showing the song to John. He was playing darts. Were you playing darts? And but it was missing this key word. And so I was sitting there singing the song, and I looked at the nearest book to me, and it was the Yellow Pages. So in an alternative universe, this song would be called Playboy. But it isn't. Thank goodness that book was there. This is called Yellow. And that was our first story on VH1 Storytellers. We'll be right back. the way we write and the way I write is it, we let it come out naturally. Those are just the words that come out naturally, and they're always quite emotion-based. They're not very clever lyrically. No one's going to be analysing our lyrics, I don't think, in 100 years, but maybe our chords.
Or maybe it's the entire reason why we got to where we are is that we were friends before it took off, and we're better friends than we were. We've got to a really good stable point where we know each other extremely well, and we're very supportive of each other.